Across South West Wales, on FM, online, mobile and DAB. This is 96.4 FM, The Wave, 90 Second News.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Claire Pearson. A male passenger has died following a road traffic collision on the M4 near Swansea. The driver of a Peugeot partner van has been taken to Morriston Hospital. The motorway is now back open after being shut eastbound between junctions 46 to 45 and Ysforog and Llangefelach for police investigation work to be carried out. The prosecution are outlining their case in the trial of footballer Adam Johnson, who's accused of two child sex charges. The 28-year-old denies accusations against a 15-year-old girl who the court has heard wore a shirt with his name on. Martin Brunt is at Radford Crown Court. He says the footballer was sacked by Sunderland yesterday, but his family are standing by him.
His girlfriend, Stacey Flounders, the mother of his child, still with him this morning. So too were three or four other supporters, his father Dave, I think. The people that have been supporting him throughout this, almost a year since he was arrested, are still here.
We've had an update of Mid and West Wales Fire and Rescue Service following the blaze at Tata Steelworks. They've told us the fire originated in the gas supply pipe in the coke area of the plant. Investigations are still underway into the cause of the incident. The owner of the Independent and Independent on Sunday says it's going to stop publishing at the newspapers. ESI Media, which owns London Evening Standard, says the titles will continue online instead. It's also sold its sister paper, the Indy Eye. And to receive our daily news bulletin in your inbox every day, sign up to our VIP members list at thewave.co.uk.